Welcome to English Through History. If you enjoy the content, please subscribe or leave us a review. It helps us to create more content and is appreciated by our small team here. We hope you enjoy today's episode. Conspiracy theories have existed for as long as humans have been around. I doubt there are any of us who have not, at some point, been confronted by a conspiracy theory of some sort or another. The perseverance of these theories is a strange aspect of human nature. It has often confounded academics and scholars who cite studies and dates to disprove the theory, yet still they persist. In today's episode, part one of a three-part series, we will be examining some of the most prevalent and strange conspiracy theories that have existed, and still do to some people, throughout history. In no particular order, we will look at the first three on our list. We'll start with the Flat Earth theory. While the belief in a flat Earth predates recorded history, it has persisted among certain groups despite overwhelming scientific evidence to the contrary. Flat Earth conspiracy theorists reject the spherical Earth model, claiming that governments, scientists, and space agencies are engaged in a vast conspiracy to conceal the truth. In ancient times, of course, the concept of a flat Earth was taken for granted as the civilizations at the time lacked the technology to disprove it. After it was proven that the Earth was round, the theory subsided for many years. However, in the 1950s Britain, a group of people started the Flat Earth Society, a fringe group that rejected scientific suggestions in this area. Initially small in number, by the 2000s, the group went online and started to recruit members from around the globe. Here, the modern flat Earth theory started in earnest. Now, there are thousands of members and even annual conventions. At the heart of the flat Earth conspiracy lie a series of arguments that purportedly challenge the established scientific understanding of the Earth's shape. One of the most common claims made by flat earthers is that there is no observable curvature to the Earth's surface. They argue that if the Earth were truly spherical, one should be able to see a distinct curvature from high vantage points, such as the top of a mountain or an airplane. Another argument put forth by flat earthers is the idea that gravity does not exist, and that objects are instead pulled downwards by a mysterious force called density. According to this line of thinking, objects with greater density sink, while less dense objects rise, thereby explaining phenomena like the apparent flatness of bodies of water. Celebrities that reportedly believe this conspiracy is the basketball player Kyrie Irving and now infamous influencer Taylor Tequila. There was some propaganda in the times of the Enlightenment that the church propagated this myth, but there is no evidence religious texts, such as the Bible, suggest this, and there is no evidence for a religious movement that believes this, either. Why is this conspiracy still around? It's hard to say, but the range of mass media and social media allows like-minded people to share their ideas and suggestions, and an admittedly small portion of the global population still shares the belief in this ancient concept. Our next theory is called the Phantom Time Hypothesis. This theory proposes that a significant portion of recorded history, particularly the early Middle Ages, never actually occurred and was fabricated by medieval rulers, historians, and scholars. Proponents of the hypothesis argue that the Gregorian calendar was intentionally manipulated to create the illusion of a longer historical timeline. Proposed by German historian Herbert Illig in the 1990s, this theory posits that these centuries were fabricated by Western scholars for political reasons, primarily to legitimize the rule of Emperor Otto III and to align his reign with the millennium. While the idea of missing or fabricated time may seem intriguing, it lacks substantial evidence and is widely regarded as inconsistent with historical methodology. At the core of the Phantom Time Anomaly is the assertion that the historical record from the early Middle Ages is sparse and inconsistent, with a notable lack of archaeological evidence to support the existence of major events and figures during this period. Illig and proponents of this theory argue that artifacts, documents, and architectural remains attributed to the missing years are either misstated or outright forgeries. One of the primary pieces of evidence cited in support of the phantom time anomaly is the perceived discrepancies in the Gregorian calendar introduced by Pope Gregory VIII in 1582. According to Illig, the calendar reform was part of a broader conspiracy to conceal the phantom years and maintain the illusion of historical continuity. Critics of the phantom time anomaly also point to its reliance on selective interpretation and cherry-picked evidence to support a predetermined conclusion. By disregarding the vast body of scholarship and research on medieval history, proponents of this theory create a false impression of controversy where none exists. Additionally, the lack of consensus among historians and archaeologists further undermines the credibility of the phantom time anomaly, as the overwhelming majority of experts reject it as unfounded speculation. Our final theory for this episode is the curse of the pharaohs. Legends of a curse associated with the tomb of King Tutankhamun and other ancient Egyptian tombs have fueled conspiracy theories. Some believe that mysterious deaths and misfortunes experienced by individuals associated with the excavation and opening of the tombs were the result of a supernatural curse. The origins of the curse can be traced back to the early 20th century. Following the discovery of the tomb by British archaeologist Howard Carter in 1922. As rumors of a curse circulated in the media, fueled by the untimely deaths of several individuals associated with the expedition, the legend took hold in popular culture. However, the deaths were later found to be unrelated to any curse, with most resulting from natural causes or accidents. Despite the lack of evidence supporting the curse of the pharaohs, it continues to persist in the public consciousness, perpetuated by Hollywood films, television documentaries, and sensationalist accounts. The allure of ancient mysteries and the mystique surrounding the pharaohs contribute to the enduring appeal of this myth, even in the face of rational skepticism. From a historical perspective, the idea of a curse reflects broader cultural attitudes towards death, the afterlife, and the supernatural in ancient Egypt. The ancient Egyptians believed in an elaborate system of funerary rites and rituals designed to ensure the deceased's safe passage to the afterlife. Tombs were filled with treasures, artifacts, and inscriptions meant to aid the departed in the journey to the realm of the gods. The notion of a curse may have served as a deterrent to grave robbers and tomb raiders who sought to plunder the riches buried with the pharaohs. By invoking the wrath of the gods and threatening divine punishment, the idea of a curse may have been intended to dissuade would-be desecrators from disturbing the sanctity of the tombs. This brings the conclusion of our first episode. We hope you have enjoyed this content. The next episode will explore more historical conspiracy theories and will be coming soon.